Hello, I'm Jason. You must be...
I'm Daryl.
I've heard about you. It's that one. How nice to meet you, sir, face to face.
In here, in this back street pub in Brixton. What's going on?
Who would have thought? So, Metro Nobbers, here we are, face to face. It's really, really quite good. So, it's Daryl and Jason, live in Brixton.
In the Calgary Arms.
Yeah, we head next door, a bit of dancing, have a few more drinks, and we end up in bed together for the evening.
That's your other podcast, mate.
Right, damn, okay. Never mind. So, I thought I'd catch you here, Daryl, face to face for Metro Nobbers. Mm. Why not? And it's going to be a fairly brief one for this week. Very, very brief. What has been really kind of on my mind the past few days or so, I think it's really quite important to talk about, is what I'm calling the hijacking of Hyperlocal, which really, I suppose, speaks for itself. And so, sadly, I couldn't make it to the Talk About Local conference, which took place last weekend at the British Library. Mm-hmm. All about Hyperlocal things going off. I couldn't make it because I was working, had to earn some money.
That's good, yep.
But I'm sure there were conversations about sustainability and how to make your Hyperlocal sustainable. Now, I've got my views. Can I ask you perhaps, first of all, so where do you think we are? So, well, we're in the pub. But so for March 2015, what do you think Hyperlocal currently represents?
I'm not sure what it represents now. I think it's a mixture of so many different things. I don't think you can pin it down. I think it's even now seems to be a term that I think is lying a bit battered and bruised at the bottom of the stairs, I think.
I think the issue was, perhaps for both of us, I think we stumbled into this. We stumbled into it in that we had day-to-day blogs. Here's what I did this weekend, I really enjoyed it, here's a picture of it, and then somehow we both became suckered into doing local authority stuff. And then all of a sudden we found other people were, and people gave us a tag of saying, oh, you're a Hyperlocal. But we were both, I think, in our own minds, still blogging, but blogging about things which interested us. And so it might have been local government stuff, but then a poster next day would be about football. But then Hyperlocal then became sort of somehow dedicated and shifted towards people doing purely about their locality. And it was quite a good ride for a year or so. But then it became very much kind of food orientated, and also an idea about sustainability, and basically, dare I say it, being rather bland. And the ball somehow disappeared. That's my kind of perception of it. Is that what you find with some of the Hyperlocals that you look at?
I think there were so many sites now that seem to be trying to boost up an area, which I think if you're an area that's, well, let's say maybe Brixton's a bad example, but maybe if you are in somewhere like Loughborough Junction, just further up the road, that little corner up there that's been on its arse a bit, or someone that gets a bad press, that kind of thing. I think that's good. I think what the world does not need another bloody website dedicated to boosting house prices. The world does not need another website talking about, you know, restaurants in the middle class area. And I don't think that, frankly, I don't think that if you are producing any kind of publication that is about boosting up, you know, this place is a lovely area to eat out, or this place is a lovely area to invest in a property in. You don't need any help. You don't need boosting up doing that, because that's no different from, you know, the crap property magazines that some people get through their letterboxes.
Yeah, I think something else which also sparked off this conversation, we both saw this week, there was this toolkit, and I might link to it, and it was basically how to do a Hyperlocal. But it was how to do a poor man's version of the Evening Standard's property guide online. And it was very good, it was very detailed in the way to do it, but it wasn't punching or trying to land those blows in the way that we've approached blogging in the past, and have had some success, had some failures. And I just thought, seriously, what the fuck's the point? Really, what is the point of like doing an online property supplement guide?
Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, there's a monthly magazine that comes through around my way, which, when I get it because I live in the nice houses over the road. The housing estate across the road from me, I bet, doesn't get it. And it's full of basically adverts for how to get your bathroom done up nicely and prep schools.
Okay.
This month was full of prep schools. And then you look at, it's kind of going, how to get Hyperlocals? Get on good terms with local estate agents. Really?
Mm.
Really?
So that, I think, we're trying to be fairly brief here because we're almost short on time and we both fancy a bit of a dance. But so that is kind of what I thought was quite important to try and document as to where we are now, and that I think, for me, Hyperlocal's dead. Obviously it's not, because the Talk About Local conference was huge. We saw all the wonderful tweets and some people are doing some good things. But I'm trying personally to get myself now distance between that term. And it does also feel a bit exclusive. It's not as inclusive as it used to be. And so I'm being very, very arsy, and I'm referring to what I am very optimistically calling, we should be building alternative online media.
Yeah.
And that is what, like, Mike has been doing at Brixton Burst and the whole urban thing, you know, for 15 years, for God's sake. And I think that is what the future really, really should be. And so it should be people going to council meetings and being arsy and asking some awkward questions and not doing any kind of fluffy blog posts that are talking about the latest pop-up. So what do you think, Daryl? What do you think, how should anyone who's doing a blog that is somehow based around an area, I'm not going to say Hyperlocal, what do you think, what kind of tips, what kind of direction, what are your hopes and aspirations for any local blog in the future?
Get on with it. Ask bloody questions. Go and ask questions. Don't go there to necessarily boost stuff up, big things up. Just go and ask questions. Go and point out things that are wrong with the area. Go and point out things that are right with the area. And actually just, you know, show your passion for the area. But show your passion for the area doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I can have a nice, but my house price is very nice, or this restaurant over the road's nice. There's much more to it than that. And I think, yeah, local issues, you can't leave that to to the local printed press, because in most parts of London, that's dying.
Mm. Yeah, and for me, the passion and beauty of the dreaded H-word phrase that I'm now going to completely wipe from my memory and from my online archives. Yeah. The beauty was always that idea of locality, yeah, and that you could zoom in on the place where you live and that you know about, and that you know about inside out. So for me, it was always Stockwell, and then it has sort of drifted into Brixton in a recent months.
Mm.
And South London Press, bless, didn't really know where Stockwell was. And so I think the beauty of doing things online locally is that it is your area and you know about it. And if you have that passion should come across really just naturally, and you shouldn't be searching around thinking, oh, what should I write about? If you know your area, those stories just come completely flowing to you.
Yeah, is my tweet right? Or is my headline right? Or the dumbest thing I saw was, how do I name my blog? It's not a business decision. You do not go, you know, I am not going to go to Kilburn and going, yeah, I like Kilburn a lot. I haven't been there for a long time, but I do like Kilburn. It's a fantastic area. But I'm not going to say, oh, that's up and coming, I'm going to start a blog there. Most of that. I'm going to write about what I know and try and do that whilst the best of my abilities.
So in the next minute or so, before my recording time runs out, mm-hmm, so you certainly said, don't fret about what you're going to call your blog. Yes, certainly says a man with onion bag blog and 853. Although you've probably got more kind of reason that it explains a certain locality. But I'm thinking back to when we first started to record these Metro Nobbers, and the message there we were trying to put across, we would love people, we would seriously love people to do things similar to what we're doing, to go to local government meetings, to tweet about it, to blog about it, to invade our patch and do similar things. But it is that passion that's important.
It's just fucking do it.
And that message exactly is as simple as going to WordPress, yeah, starting up a blog, and then people, if you're writing the right things, you will soon find an audience. You will soon find local councillors. I wouldn't say making friends, but they will seek you out and they will perhaps try and ask you for a few favours. But when you start blogging about your area, things will come to you and those stories will. Right, we're going to end really, really quite soon. That was a quite hit and miss Metro Nobbers. I'm not sure if we can maybe verify it and give it an official Metro Nobbers number ident, number 19. But we were both not annoyed, but we thought we had to really address this idea of what Hyperlocal is.
I think the point needs to be made, and I just hope that your other podcast goes very well.
Yeah, I'm going to head through there. I'm going to find the person that I thought you were, and I'm going to take him back to bed.
Hey. All right.
Chin chin.
Chin chin. Cheerio.